So many people think about the stimulus as in terms of jobs and recovering the economy, but some people, the healthcare professionals, kind of view it as a precursor to health reform. And with community health centers, they were able to turn the vision of laying an infrastructure in that foundation and using it as the first major investment, allowing them to play a major role in dividing and bridging the divide to access to care. And so what I'm going to talk to you today about is how community health centers played that role in ARA and how we plan to move forward in health reform. And so I have no relationships to disclose. And so really I want to walk you through what are community health centers, what was how was ARA related to health centers, and the accomplishments that were achieved. So how many people have been to a community health center? How many people have been a patient at a community health center? How many people have worked at a health center? I just like to, this is my audience participation. Oh, the board. How many people are on the board? Oh, one person. Great. So community health centers are a private nonprofit organizations that deliver a unique approach to health care. They propel system-wide cost savings, they improve patient health, and generate local economic returns. They're located in medically underserved areas, often in high-poverty areas, with infant mortality. They have a shortage of physicians in these areas. And as health centers continue to expand under underserved areas, evidence kind of shows that they will serve an ever larger number of patients with complex health problems and a higher risk of poor health outcomes than the general public. They're open to all patients, regardless of insurance status or the ability to pay. They are more likely to see newer Medicaid patients than other providers in other settings. And they often have longer evening and weekend hours to kind of make accessibility easier. Health centers also offer services that overcome barriers to care, such as transportation, translation, health education, and case management. Health centers are more than just places for patients to receive their care. They tailor their comprehensive services to remove barriers and meet the community's local and cultural health needs. Their governing board is consisted of 51% of their members are patients. And what better way to kind of get a community's influence than having patients on their board? So given this model of care, health centers are among the nation's most vulnerable populations. People who are, even if they are insured, but nonetheless remain isolated from traditional forms of medical care. They serve over 19 million patients, with a large majority of them being low income. They have a large uninsured population. Nearly 38% are uninsured. 62% are racial and ethnic minorities. About a quarter of them are African American. We have about 1 million homeless individuals who receive care at community health centers. About 863 migrant and seasonal farm workers. And the list just keeps going on. 173 residents in public housing. And we serve people of all ages. So let me just click through so I don't have to click anymore. So health centers really have this team-based approach to things. They involve physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, nurses, social workers, case managers, behavioral health specialists, dental providers, health educator, outreach workers, and the list goes on and on. So what research has shown is that this team-based approach really works, and they improve patient outcomes and reduce health disparities. It allows them to coordinate care, incorporate and disseminate best practices, motivate their patients to take ownership in their changing their own health behaviors and receiving necessary care. Health centers are also they either meet or exceed the national standards for quality. The Institute of Medicine and the Government Accountability Office has often recognized health centers as models for screening, diagnosing, managing chronic care conditions such as diabetes, cancer, HIV. And health centers really reduce the expected lifetime incidences of diabetes complications, such as blindness, kidney failure, and certain forms of disease. So health centers provide have a broad array of funding mechanisms, with more than a third coming from Medicaid, and then over about 20% coming from the federal government in terms of grants. So now that I told you about what community health centers are, I'm going to tell you how it kind of plays into the economic conditions. So remember back in 2008 and 2009 when nearly 8 million people have lost their jobs, the unemployment doubled in the 2 years, along with unemployment comes uninsurance. And health centers were the solution to provide care. In a survey that we did in 2009, we found that 14%, that the total number of visits increased 14%. And that was compared to 6% in the previous years. So that was a huge jump in the number of patients that we were seeing. Most patients reported that the number of uninsured increased by 21%. So we were seeing a larger number of uninsured come through our doors. And most of the health centers said that it was because of the lack of unemployment that they were turning to health centers. And most health centers said that because they were seeing so many new patients, that in order to answer this, that they needed an additional site to kind of alleviate from their other sites. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I need to go back to one slide. But health centers are, there are over 1,200 health center organizations with over 8,100 delivery sites in every state there is. So then there came ARRA. ARRA was signed into law in February 2009, and it had three main goals: to create and save jobs, to spur short and long-term economic activity, and to increase government accountability and transparency. And I would like to add a fourth one, and it was to provide those that were lacking jobs with health care. So with ARRA, there were four main types of grants for health centers. The first one being increased demand services, and these funds were used over a two-period time, so they're just now running out today. And those were to add new providers, expand hours of operation, or expand services. And all health centers receive this funding. And then you have the new access points, which were establishing new health center grantees or new sites in new locations. And this was a very competitive, one of the competitive grants, and only 127 grantees received it. But when they received it, they kind of spread it out, and so 172 new sites were formed. And then there was the capital improvement, which was for, these were the smaller construction grants for repair, renovation. They were able to purchase new equipment, health IT, adopt electronic health records. And then a final one is the facility improvement grant, which addressed, these were the really big, we need a new site, like a really new site. This is the construction or renovation grant. And only 87 grantees. HRSA filled it the grant request. There was over 800 projects, and they could only fund 87. So that's how competitive it was. And so when you think about those four different types, they really fall into like two different areas. So the vast majority of the grant, the ARRA funding, came from for facility and capital improvements, which was $1.5 billion. And then the other came for the increased demand grants and the new access points. And this is just a map to show you how, where the money kind of went to. Certain states have more money just because there's more health centers in that area. And here we look at a breakout of how it broken out between urban and rural, and this is what we really care about to make sure that there's kind of equity between the two. And it's pretty much equitable except for the new access points, and that could be just because we could not match some of them, some of the new access points to whether they were rural or urban. And it's just a small difference. About 50% of our 52% of our health centers are urban and 48% are rural. So what did ARA really do? It kind of had a it stabilized health centers financially. When in 2009, you see that their operation margin without ARA was in the negative. It was 1.1. But ARA kind of brought that back up into the positive. And things got even worse in 2010, but again, health centers began using their ARA funding to kind of fill in that hole. So health centers over the last 2 years have served 4.4 million patients. They added 2.5 million newly uninsured patients. These patients could have been new uninsured patients that they'd never seen before, or prior health center patients that have lost coverage. And most of the new patients were supported with the they were supported with the increased demand services, and a smaller person. And you see, it's about the same, but with the newly uninsured, the new access points kind of diminished a little bit. But that's only because they're still working on constructing new sites and moving into those areas. With the capital and facility improvements, you see that most of the grant money went to, about 60%, went to repair and renovation. The in terms of health IT, there's a large part of IT and equipment purchase. With facility, a large portion was for construction of new sites or expansion of existing sites. And this is the economic impact. In total, health center stimulus funding provided $3.2 billion in new economic benefits annually. And this was an analysis done by our partner at Capital Link. And this impact comes directly through new and retained jobs, through the purchase of goods and services, and then kind of an indirect effect of those new people being employed, and now they're spending money into their, in the local economies, using their money. And this was a fascinating chart when I was going through the data. So back in 2010, there were about 7,000 FTEs supported by ARA. And this was in the second quarter of last year. But this second quarter, you see that more clinicians and more of their workforce are being funded by other grant opportunities. So it's not that they're laying off these people. It's just that they now have money to kind of support them with other means. And this is what's remaining of. So 53 nurses are supported by ARA in that quarter, whereas in last year it was 536. Most of the new patients received medical care. However, they received dental, behavioral health, and enabling services. There are still challenges ahead, such as sustainability funding for growth. With the health reform, there was an $11 billion trust fund. However, with the Congress, it's kind of being nibbled away. This past March, we lost $600 million, and that was to be used for expansion purposes. And so that has greatly cut back on the number of expanded services we can offer, the number of new sites that we have. In ARA, also, they invested in the National Health Service Corps, which puts clinicians into areas of need. We estimated it was about 16,000. However, that, because of Congress, has now become eaten up, and so they can't expand as fully. and there also needs to be, and with Affordable Care Act, there was There was money to expand and renovate. However, not so much now. And as I said before, there was about 620 health centers that applied for a FIP grant with over 800 different projects. So there still needs a need for help the health center infrastructure. And unfortunately, state funding has decreased. It has nearly decreased by 0.25% from their peak in 2008. So that's kind of been hurting health centers as well. And that is it. Thank you.